has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. Alphabet Gimel, Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Chamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashim Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Damle Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayan יחיד גאה למך פני זוכרי קדושתה. י' ג' ל' פי זיין פו. פסין קדוש ברוב טובך נעל עד עתה. את קופת, את נוניין. דבתנו קבל ושמע צעקתנו יודע תעלומו שנקופיו צריותה. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Beral Chesed Be'emet, No tzechesed la lafim, no se'awon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey
has joined.
Wav. Yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Yud. Yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. The meditation for the 19th day of Av, which started Motzei Shabbat. Be holy, kedoshim tihiyu. The Kotzker Rebbe added, Kodim a mensch, nach dem chelek. First be a mensch, then be holy. Be a mensch. Uva makom she'ein anashim, la she'tadal, lehiyot ish. In a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. Why the emphasis of in a place where there are no men? The answer, some people act very frum, very pious, in the company of their friends. But when they are alone at home with no one watching, there is much to be desired in their behavior. For example, in shul they daven slowly and with much kavanah, but at home they rush through the davening in a few minutes. When invited to a catered meal, they make many inquiries regarding kashrut, but in their home they are very lax and extremely lenient. To them, Hillel says, when you are in a place where there are no men, the privacy of your home, strive to be a man. Be the same person as you are when you are in the company of others. Bear in mind that though no one sees what you are doing, Hashem does. Contemplate the ways you act differently among people than when you are alone. What is the difference between a jerk and a mensch? One characteristic of a jerk, they interrupt. The mensch does not interrupt. Characteristic of a jerk, they don't take turns. Characteristic of a mensch, they take turns. The characteristic of a jerk. They take advantage of people who are down. They don't take advantage of people who are down is a characteristic of a mensch. The characteristics of a jerk, they gloat in victory. The characteristics of a mensch, they are gracious in victory. The characteristics of a jerk, they are sullen in defeat. Characteristics of a mensch, they are noble in defeat. The characteristics of a jerk, they are not fair. While the characteristics of a mensch, they are consummately fair. A jerk lacks integrity. A mensch always has integrity. The characteristics of a jerk. They are the people you hope you don't grow up to be like. A mensch, they are people you hope to grow up to be like. The characteristics of a jerk. They are the people you would not want your sister or your brother or your child to marry. Characteristics of a mensch. They are the people you would want your sister, your brother, or child to marry. The tenth characteristic of a person who is a jerk. They are the kind of person you want to avoid whenever possible. And the characteristics of the mensch, they are the people you want to be around whenever you can. The choice is yours. Contemplate why a mensch acts like he or she does. And then look at yourself to see if any of these characteristics of a jerk are still prevalent in your midot. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, verse that comes from Parashat Yitro. It's titled as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkite Bibkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Liakda Lishem Yudhe Bobazhe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kalanei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kalaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Paneinan Dekucha Barichu Koma De'aved Leila witata kola ihu kishot the ovada dikshot the leila nila bialma vae barna the dahya leya mineya ulanaga peya kalana de akulu ovada dikshot inun wikola it's the rich. The Alma. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names by saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta ezayo alada la awahe heya yozala me behe hereyom hekome la awaka layo la wawa behe la. Nulaha yo 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 me lahe
shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo yo me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo a me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa he a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim that were revealed by the Tzaddikim will utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he he la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he ha a la re yo ha a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 19th day, the 19th day of Av, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Machir Huli. He is the author of the Me'am Loez, which is a highly recommended sefer, highly recommended book to the Sephardim, especially if they are not well thought, they're not well connected to the Torah. It's the first book that was a famous commentary on the Torah. It was written in the Ladino language, which is the language equivalent to the Yiddish for the Sephardim. Rabbi Naftali ben Rabbi Yehuda of Nemerov, Rabbi Shimon Shalom ben Rabbi Menachem Kelish of Amshino, and Rabbi Menachem Nahum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. In the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koa, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight, our handout tonight, can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It is a find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. And that's the list of all of the parashas. But you'll notice, and we won't make you go through the process, there is no Zohar on Parasha Re'eh, which is the parasha we will read next Shabbat. Re'eh has the meaning of to see. And the sense of seeing is connected to the month of Tammuz. But it's essentially the sense of seeing is connected to the Sefirah of Chachmah, of wisdom. And that is why there is no Zohar on the parasha of Re'eh. Because at the level of wisdom, it needs to be concealed until it's ready to be revealed. So tonight's class is going to be on the from the Zohar, but in the parasha, or the prologue to the Zohar. And as we've mentioned a few times, a prologue or a hakdamah or a foreword, all of these words that we have in English are describing the summary that is put forth by the author after he writes his sefer, after he writes his book. But he summarizes it, and in essence, he condenses the metaphysical energy into that foreword, into the prologue. This is a prologue to the Zohar, and therefore it's connected to all of the energy of the Zohar. So we will be reading from section 16 this evening. And we will begin with verse 161. We've already said the Lishem Yehud, but we should say the Shema, so we'll have an opportunity to say the Lishem Yehud once more. Please cover your eyes as lean slightly to the left as we all say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkintei Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'achta L'Shem Yudhei Bubavhe Le'yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kodanei aleinu maasei yadeinu kodaneihu. Pasuk 161 of the prologue. Amar le'a Rabbi Elazar ha'kira diktiv. Milo yiracha melech ha'goin. Ki lecha ya'ata. My Shivcha Ihu. Amar Leya Elazar Peri Chai Kira. Tekama Dukte Itzmar Aval. Vadai Lav Ihu Hake Diktiv Ki Bekal Hachme Hadoin. Malhutam, the Hata Lipista Chayavin. Behashbin Bekadosh Baruch Hu. La Yada Hir Hurin. Umach Shavin. Dilchon. Ugin Kachit. Leoda Ashatuta. Dilchon Dezimna. Adata Pilosofa. Adad Umot. Aolam Legaba. Amarli Atun. Amron de Elachakon. Shalit de Kol Rume Shemaya. Kol Hon Chayalin. Umashir Yan La Aid Bekan. Elayade Atar. Ileya Aikira. La Iske Yikare Ya. Kal Kach Bitiv. Ki Bekol Hakme. Agoin uv kol malchutam, me'en kamocha, mai shikula, daliv bene shadi leplon kiyuma. Rabbi Elazar said to him, there is a verse that reads, who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For to you it is fitting. What sort of phrase is this? He, Rabbi Shimon, answered him, Elazar, my son, this verse has been said in many places, and certainly it is not so. Its meaning is not a simple explanation, because it is written, for among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms there is none like you. And this is written as an excuse for the sinners. For those who think that the Holy One, blessed be He, is not aware of their plans and their thoughts. And because of this, their folly should be announced in the open. Because once a philosopher of the nation approached me and said, you claim that your Elohim governs the entire heights of the heavens, and all the heavenly hosts and legions are not able to approach Him, nor do they know His place. But here, this verse does not add a lot to His honor. As it is written, as among all the wise men of the nations, there is none like you. What kind of a comparison is this, to be compared with human beings who do not have eternal existence? My commentary. Why would a verse in the Tanakh be written as an excuse for the sinners? To give people a choice. So they have free will to accept their own responsibility or to blame something or someone else. Verse 162. Wutu diatun amron rin willokam navio o Israel. Moshe b'Yisrael lo kam aval b'umot ha'olam kam ufakei ha'kahana be'ma b'kol ha'chmei b'goyim ein kamohu aval b'chachmei Yisraelit I hake elaha deit bechach me Yisrael ke gavteya lavinhu ilaa shalita astakal bakra betishka didayach na ikayaot. The translation, and furthermore, since you commented on the verse, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel, like Moses, that only in Israel has there not arisen, but among the other nations of the world, One like him has indeed risen. So I claim the same, and among all the wise men of the nations, there is none like to him. But among the wise men of Israel there is, and therefore Elohim, who has an equal among the wise men of Israel, is not an all-powerful Elohim. Look closely into the verse, and you shall see that I am precisely correct. My commentary. To understand this verse, one has to accept the reality that there are levels to Hashem, just as there are 10 Sephirot. With that understanding, we can accept that Elohim, being a level of Hashem, can appear to be less than the whole, and that the higher levels above Elohim can delegate to the tzaddikim of the children of Israel some of their control of the physical aspects of the universe. Verse 163. Ami nalea vadai shapir kamart man mechaye metim ela kadosh baruch hu bilchodo ata Eliyahu ve'elisha ve'achayu metayayo Man morid yeshamim ela kadosh baruch hu bilchodo ata Eliyahu nalon chet lon bitzloteya man avad shemaya v'ara ela kadosh baruch hu Bilchodo ata Avraham beitkayamu k'ki yomo hi beginea. The translation. I said to him, when you have said, what you have said is definitely correct, that among the wise men of Israel there is an equal to him, because who raises the dead and brings them back to life? It is the Holy One, blessed be he alone. Yet Elijah and Elisha came and raised the dead back to life. Who causes rain to fall? It is the Holy One, blessed be he alone. Yet Elijah came and prevented rain, then caused it to fall through his prayer. Who made the heavens and the earth? It was the Holy One, blessed be he alone. Yet Abraham came and the heavens and the earth were properly established because of him. My commentary. This pasuk is telling us that people who purify themselves have the potential to receive the abilities to do all of the miracles that the Bible describes. So the question arises, why cannot this still happen in our world? I have my opinion. What is your opinion? Pasuk 164. Man machig shimsha ela kadosh baruch hu ata Yehoshua shetashakich leya upakeh leya v'yekom al chiyumeya v'yishtakach b'yitiv v'yidom ha-shemesh v'yareach Amad Kadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Gezardim Ofakei Moshe Gazer Gezardim V'ityakayamu V'tuk V'kadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Gizrim V'tzadikaya V'Yisrael Ma Mevatlin lo diktiv tzadik moshel yirad Elohim betu deihu bakelon leimchach v'yoreicho mamash v'itama leyad bekola
Azal hahu pilo sofa. Beit gayar biktar shahalayim. The garon leya yose katina'a. Yoli foraita sagya. Vihu bein hakimin. Vizakayin. Tehahu atar. The translation. Who governs the sun? It is the Holy One, blessed be he alone. Yet Joshua came and silenced it, commanding it to stand still in its place. And it stood still in silence, as it is written. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed. The Holy One, blessed be he, issues decrees. Yet Moses as well issued a decree, and it was fulfilled. Furthermore, the Holy One, blessed be he, issues decrees, while the righteous of Israel cancel them. And it is written, just ruling in the fear of Elohim. Even more so, he, the Holy One, blessed be he, has commanded them to walk along, literally in his steps, and to be like him in every way. The philosopher then went to Kfar Shahalayim and became a proselyte. And they called him Yossi the Young. He studied much and joined the wise and pious men of that place. My commentary. To me, this pasuk makes clear the teaching of the sages that learn to do the mitzvot for the wrong reasons, lo lishma, and eventually these actions will change one to be able to do the mitzvot for the right reasons, lishma. Why do I say this? Because this philosopher went to study in order to learn to do miracles. This is my opinion. Pasuk 165. Ashtait leistakla bakra v'haketiv kol begoim ki ayin negdo my rabuya haka elamilo yira'acha melech hagoim ki melech hagoim mihu v'lav melech Yisrael Ela bekol atar kadosh baruch hu la'ale ishtabacha v'Yisrael v'layit kereela al Yisrael bilchodo dikti velohei Yisrael elohei ha'ibrim uktiv ko amar Hashem melech Yisrael Melech Yisrael, Vaday Amaru, Umot Ha'olam, Patron Acharam, Itlan Bishmaya, Behamalkeikon, La Shalet Ela Valaiku, Bilchodechon, Va'alana La Shalet. The translation. We should have a closer look at this verse. Now it is written, all the nations are as nothing before him. What is so special about this? And he answers, rather, who would not fear you, O King of the nations? Is he the king of the other nations and not the king of Israel? The Holy One, blessed be he, wishes to be glorified by Israel, and therefore he is always called in relation to the name of Israel, as it is written, Elohim of Israel, Elohim of the Hebrews. Also it is written, thus says Hashem, the King of Israel, the King of Israel explicitly. The other nations of the world said, we have a different guardian up in the heavens, because your king governs over you alone. and not over us. A commentary. How important is free will to Hashem? Yet free will is a creation of the vessel. This is my opinion. Pasuk 166. Atakira v'amar mi lo yiracha melech hagoyim malka ila'a la rada'a lon ulalka'a lon umebad v'hon ruteya ki lecha ya'ata ledacha la minach ve'la v'tata ki bekal chachmei agoin ilein shelitin revirvan di memanan alaihu kal malchutam behahu malchu dileila beharba malkivan shalitinit leela la leshaltin biruteya al kol she'aramin ve'im kol daleyat ve'udi aved afilu mila ze'era ela pima depakeidlon diktivuknitz be'ye Aved Behel Shemaya Vedaire Ara Achme Hagoim Inun Memanan Verav Revan Dilela de Tachmeta Dilchon Minayu Hawabekol Malchutam Malchutam Bishalet Yemade it mar the dahukira if shateya. The translation. Thus, this verse that reads, "Who would not fear you, O King of the nations?" which means that he is a supernal king over them, and he has dominion over them. And he punishes them and controls them as he wishes to. For to you is this fitting, and to be feared above and below. For among all the wise men of the nations, refers to the governors and the rulers up above, who govern them. And in all their kingdoms, refers to the kingdom above. There are four ruling kingdoms above. And they govern all the other nations according to the desire of the Holy One, blessed be He. And even with all this, they are not able to accomplish even the tiniest deed without Him commanding them. As it is written, and He does according to His will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. The wise men of the nations are the governors and rulers of above, from whom the wisdom of the other nations is derived. And in all their kingdoms refers to the aforementioned kingdom that rules over them, which is the literal meaning of the verse. My commentary. We learn that the need for free will causes Hashem to delegate control of the 70 nations to angelic ministers called Elohim. He can control them, but does not, unless it impacts Israel, in a way not required for the plan of creation. This is my opinion. Who or what are these four ruling kingdoms? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are ruled by the four archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Again, this is my opinion. Pasuk 167. Aval bekohach behagoim uvekol malchutam hai ashkachna v'sifrei kadmai Vehi nun mashir yan, v'chayalin ha'agid itbaktan, al milin v'alma, ufaked ukal chad lemebad, avita man hu diaved, shum chad ninayhu, kamocha begin diyan. Rashim, Beiluya, the At Rashim, the Ovada, Mikalho, the Dahumain, Kamoka Hashem, Manhu Setima, Kadisha, the Aved, the Lecheve, Kamoka. Ela vitata vihe dame lach v'kol ovada d'malka tadisha shamayim v'aretz aval inun tohu v'chamudehem bal yo'ilu b'kadosh baruch hu Kiti bereshit beraya lohim wegomer. Bemalchutam kiti beharet. Aita tohu vavohu. The translation. But for among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, these words I found in the books of the ancients, that even though they, the hosts and legions up above, were put in charge of worldly affairs, and he ordered each one to fulfill his mission, who can do it like you? Because you are marked by excellence and by your deeds. And this is the meaning of there is none like you. Hashem, who is the holy and concealed above and below, who can do what you do, or be like you in all the doings of the Holy King up in the heavens or down on earth. So they are all of them vain, and the things they delight in do not help. While of the Holy One, blessed be He, it is written, in the beginning Elohim created, and about their kingdom it is written, and the earth was without form and void. A commentary. To me, this pasuk is clear as written. It is giving some additional alternative understandings of different verses in the Tanakh. This is beautiful as it enhances our connection to the 70 understandings of the verses in the Torah. Verse 168. Amar Rabbi Shimon lechavrayayo. B'nei lulada kol chad mikom yikashet kishuta ad lakala amar lirebi elazar bereya elazar havnivazza ad lakala tehat lemachar Istakal kad yeol lachupa beinun shirin vishpachin v'yachavu labnei hekala lekaima kameya. Rabbi Shimon addressed the friends, saying, members of this wedding, let each of you adorn the bride with a certain decoration of his. He said to Rabbi Elazar, his son, Elazar, present the bride with a gift, so that on the following day, when he, Zeranpin, enters under the bridal canopy, followed by the songs and praises that the members of the bridal canopy offered her, you may stand before him. Commentary. This pasuk is setting up the next section, which is section 17. While the Zohar does not have sections and verse numbers, in the Sulam commentary, Rabbi Ashlag did do this. So ask yourself, since 17 means good in one of the Hebrew gematria systems, is this a coincidence? Can we utilize these numbers as applying to the Zohar sections and to various verses as meaningful? Questions, thoughts, comments. That's the end of our class tonight. Do we have any questions? Was there a question? Well, our class is complete. We'll have two classes tomorrow. One will be at 10:30 West Coast time, and one will be at 3 p.m. West Coast time.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Have a beautiful
evening. You too.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.